Tablet 7. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. Genesis 2:21-22. However, a further evolutionary process became necessary, the separation of male and female into man and woman. This occurred because each unit consciousness was a perfect unit in quality and did not feel any need for the help that was necessary to attract it toward the great, the goal. That is why this separation, especially at the higher levels of the evolutionary process, higher plants, animals, and humans took place. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman. With this separation, a great feeling of not being complete is inherent in the human, and forces a man to search for the cause of this emptiness and dissatisfaction. The search to find the other half draws them even deeper and faster into the ocean of Maya. This helps the humans realize faster how weak they are. Through this process, man starts questioning the reason for being here, who he is, where he has come from, where he is going, and so on. This is the beginning of the attraction to the mystery of the universe and the basis for the human search in finding answers to his questions. This will lead him to the deeper level of his being and cause him to become more familiar with the world within. If he continues and is sincere and persistent, eventually he will be led to the reality that there is a superior power in this universe, with definite laws to follow and many realities to understand. It is then that he will thirst to know the truth, and if he is sincere, he will know. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. From Matthew 7:7. Intuitively he knows that he was once perfect in the past, but some time ago he had lost one part of himself. With all these drives, his journey towards pure consciousness begins. Only when a human realizes his imperfection and feels the need of help from God will he be helped. At the time of reunion with his other half, or when born male and female, or when the lower nature, woman, is overcome, he becomes perfect and will reach pure consciousness. So, he will become a son of God, because he has, by his grace, overcome the forces of nature over his soul, and is in the image and likeness of God. He will reach pure consciousness. This reaching pure consciousness is the goal of yoga. Yoga means union. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. From Genesis 3:21. As the human fails and becomes more separated from God, a new evolutionary step is necessary. Up to this point, the human was more a mass of soul, unit consciousness, spirit, ethereal body, and psychic being, rather than a physical being. He also had a direct relationship with the forces of nature, and he could manipulate these occult powers for his own selfish desires. The misuse of these powers brought a fall in morality, and humans started to use them for their mundane self-satisfaction. This affected man's environment and crudified the human more. They became more flesh. Did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them?